This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 317, one phrasal verb that could change your life.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. In today's episode, you'll learn one phrasal verb in English and what it means for your present moment and your future. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good, Michelle. What's going on with you?
Oh, not too much. Not too much. Just getting through the week. I'm excited for the weekend to sleep late and everything.
Yeah, it should be good. It's coming up soon.
Not too far away.
Not too far away.
Yeah. So today I wanted to talk to you about this cool quote that I found.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you find?
Okay. So it's by Neil Young. And the quote is, holding back is so close to stealing.
Ooh. Okay. So first of all, I mean, what does it mean to hold back?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Hold back is a phrasal verb. Ding, ding, ding. And it basically means like withhold or not do something or not give something mm-hmm. or not act on something, right?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think Neil... So who's Neil Young anyways?
He's a musician.
A musician. What kind of music does he sing? Is he a country musician?
Yeah, like folk music.
Folk music. Okay. Do you actually listen to him yourself?
I know a couple songs, I'm not like a big fan or anything. How about you?
No, I mean, I was just wondering, like, I wonder what he was talking about here. I wonder if he was talking about like hold back in terms of like if you don't write the song that's in your heart, right? It sounds so poetic, but...
Right, probably.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but yeah, I mean, so yeah, this made me think of... you know, of course, hold back. And like, what does it mean? Like, what does this quote mean to you, Lindsay? How do you interpret it?
Well, I like when we were talking about today's episode, I like what you suggested, Michelle, when it comes to, for our listeners, being in that space of interacting with people in English, I think mm-hmm. holding back would be thinking, oh, that person looks interesting. They look like a nice person. I want to talk to them. But in that moment when you're about to step forward and walk up to the person, you hold back and you don't actually do it because you're afraid. You're focusing on perfection, right? Rather than connection.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So who are you stealing from? That's my question.
I think you're stealing from both yourself and the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, you're... And what are you stealing? I mean, I feel like it means like you're stealing a potential opportunity or...
The thing is... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Or just like a great experience. You're stealing something that could have been.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, the sad part about it is that you don't know what you're stealing and you'll never know what you're stealing because right. you'll never know what could have happened. I mean, that's so deep, right? But it's true. I mean, you don't know. That conversation could actually change your life.
Right. So, yeah, it did make me think a lot about, you know, my students and how I hope that the fact that they're learning. I mean, I have a lot of students who say that, you know, they get scared once they leave the classroom. You know, the classroom or just working with any sort of teacher is a safe place, you know?
Oh, okay.
And when you get out, you know, there's nobody, there's no teacher to tell you, oh, this is right, this is wrong. And, you know, and to be also very understanding, right?
Right. You're out so in the cold sometimes, world, right?
Right. Yeah. So I think sometimes people get intimidated when they leave the classroom and they kind of shut themselves off and they don't, they might not want to speak when really they're really great and interesting people. And so I would hate for people to hold back. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to share this quote, because I really think, you know, just you don't know what you're missing and what may might have been because you're holding back. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times our listeners and our students feel like they can't really be themselves in English and in a new language, right? They can't communicate the nuances of their personality, or maybe they were funny in their old language, but now in English, they don't know how to be funny. So they instead hold back and they don't say anything, but you really are stealing from the moment, as this quote says, if you're doing that, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
In our new free video training series for the IELTS exam, we will show you exactly what you need to know to get a 7 or higher on that exam. You'll get 3 free videos in this free training course. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training.
And I think that this really goes along with our, you know, thing of connection, not perfection with All Ears English. And That's what I really admire. I mean, that's what I really feel good about this show, is that we do feel that connection is the most important thing. Yes. And I think that this quote really echoes that.
Yeah, this is really exactly what we're talking about when we talk about connection, not perfection, right? And I think we've made that clear in what we've just said. That's so, so important, because in that moment, you have a choice. And if you decide to err on the side of perfection and protection, right, protecting yourself from mistakes, you don't know what you're losing. You could be losing something life-changing again.
Right. And this can also go for other areas in your life as well, right?
Sure.
So we're talking about English learning, but I mean, gosh, I mean, this can be used to talk about anything. I mean, even going up to a cute guy or girl that you want to talk to, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for you, Michelle, with your songwriting, right?
Right.
I keep on saying this, that we're waiting for your song on the show.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. Okay.
But yeah, it's like, you know, because if you don't do something, you're kind of stealing something that might, I mean, you know, you don't know. Maybe you don't know the future, right? But it's better to give it a try, hold back.
Right. And each moment creates the future, right? The way that we live each moment does create the future and changes the future in a positive or a negative way. So we just want to encourage you guys to keep this in mind. And again, it's not about huge life changes. It's about micro changes. And see if you can keep it in mind when you're faced with that decision, right? Should I walk up to this person? Should I volunteer to do something at work, right? Should I, you know, extend myself and take a chance? See if you can keep this quote in mind, keep our connection, not perfection idea in mind, and maybe make a different choice next time.
Right, definitely. And also sometimes, you know, maybe you think, oh, well, I can't think of the exact correct word, or I can't remember how to say this. But, you know, just try, because it actually also helps your learning to be able to, if you can't think of one way to say something, if you can think of a different way to say the same thing,
that's a good point.
Probably, I mean, I would bet that you have enough information, especially at this level, to be able to, if you forget a word, to be able to describe it in a different way. And that's okay.
Absolutely. That's a good point. You have a chance to become more flexible with your language.
Right. So don't think just because, oh, I don't have the exact language for this, or I forgot something, or you're nervous or something like that, but that you can't get your point across.
Awesome. I like it. Well, this is very cool. Thanks for bringing this quote in today, Michelle. I'm going to continue to ponder this one as I go for my afternoon run here in Boston. And I like it. So guys, why don't you come back to allearsenglish.com/317 and let us know your thoughts on this quote. Like, is there anything that you're holding back, you know, in your life? Is it not having enough conversations in English, or is it something else? Is there some kind of art that you want to put into the world that you're not doing because you're afraid and you're holding back, come back and share it with us. We want to meet you guys. We want to hear your stories.
Yes, definitely. Would love to.
Okay. And Michelle, I've seen you there in the comments lately, the comment section of the blog. So Michelle will be there also to check out.
I'm watching. I'm here.
Right. Excellent. So come on over and have a conversation with us. See you guys soon. And thanks, Michelle, for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. You too. Have a good run.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, and be sure to come back to our website at allearsenglish.com/resources for some awesome ideas and special offers to help you get fluent. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. See you soon.